Shir, Samach Aleph and Bav Mitzvah by the Rosh Hashiva, Yud Zayin Sivan Hei Tov Shemim Zayin, June 14th, 1987,
and Sunday.
So let's go over to the It's a tiny dishvah, that portion of the shvah. So it must be connected. Shomu lekeya. Umay lei say, bal chay bidomi. In other words, suppose the chay is, let's say, $1,000. And the sode is also, the sode is worth $1,000. But together with the shvach, it's $1,500. So, to find the shvach, it must be connected that is over and above the amount of the debt. The sode without the shvach is correct, is worth $1,000, like the amount of the debt. But together with the shvach, it's $1,500. Now, when the Baal Chayiv takes the Sode, and he takes the Sode together with the Shvach, so then we have to appraise the value of the Shvach over and above the amount of the debt is $500. With the Pai of the Shvach and the Moshik be connected, Shomim will care. Umalei Yitzor, Baal Chayiv be done. Biloyoi blei kribe de'ar. So then the Baal Chayiv has to pay him out. He takes his sode that together with the shvach, so he's worth $1,500, but the amount of that is only $1,000. But he can't take the sode without the shvach. So Mele, he has to pay out $500 to Elikeh. Umale is a Baal Chayiv done. Do you have to pay In other words, we could argue, now, this is the Sode, and there is a Shvach. With the Shvach, it's worth $1,500. He cannot take the Sode without a Shvach. Then he will damage the karka completely. So, but who says that the Baal Chayiv has to take the whole piece of land? Let him take, let's say, up to here, two-thirds of the piece of land. So then, with the Shvach, the two-thirds of the piece of land with the Shvach would be worth $1,000, and one-third of the piece of land would be left with the Likeach. Why can't he do that? Yes?
Is this telling on whether we're dealing with, I mean, why should this have to do with the Shvach? Let's say there's only land, and the Likeach didn't do anything to it, and it's just the same land, but the land is worth $1,500, and the Chayiv is only $1,000. Don't you have the same problem?
One second. Let's go over there, Baba. The Tupaina Dishwach, the Moshik be connected, Shomu Lekea, Umale Isi Balchei Bidon. So, we appraise it, and the Balchei has to pay him out, so he takes the whole Tore, which is worth $59, but that's $500 over and above the amount of the debt, so he pays him out $500. And that way the Likeach, and the Likeach doesn't give him, is not forced to give him a greater da'ar, apal gav. In other words, I mean the Baal Chayiv cannot say to the Likeach, the Likeach cannot say to the Baal Chayiv, you give me a piece of land, and you take just two-thirds of the sode, which would be coextensive, commensurate with the $1,000 debt. So, the Likeach cannot say that to the Baal Chayiv. Afal gav dechazir Likeach, even though the two-thirds of the sode is suited for the Likeach, it's not. Please. In case where two-thirds of the study it wouldn't be good for Rekeach altogether, sometimes the situation is such 2/3 of the sade, he could not use. Let's say it's too small. He couldn't do anything. But suppose 2/3 of the sade could be used by Likeya. Could be used by Likeya. So, and the Likeya wants it that way. So then, Hamilile Vimichaliba. So that's only if the Baal Chaim wanted that way. So then the Baal Chaim can say to the Likeya, in view of the fact that 2/3 of the sode could is suited for you, is adapted for you, needs, so Mele, I'm not paying you out $500. I don't want to take the whole sode. I only want to take the sode. And not pay you out the penny. Not pay you out the penny. And after all, it's suited, it's adapted for use, Baal Chaim could say. But how many Mele Baal Chaim could have it? But suppose the Baal Chaim doesn't like it this way. The Baal Chaim prefers to take the whole sode, even though 2/3 of the sode would be adapted to his use, to his needs. But he prefers to have the whole sode and to pay out the Likeya, the $500. So then he has a right to do it. How did Michali Baal Chaim be Gabo? Avo, Michali be Gabo. But if the Baal Chaim does not want to take the 2/3 and giving Mahadali Bain Echad Chotu Likeya, Vili Chotalei. So he says, to find the Shvachim in Moshe, the Gnei Shom Likeya, Hamal Machim Domin, the Lili Pidare, Afal Gav, the Chazye Lili Likeya, Ham Milevi Nichali Baal Chei Bigabo, Avo Lili Nichali Bigabo. So, but suppose the Baal Chei does not want the whole Sode, and the only wants that part of the Sode that is commensurate with the amount of the debt, and the rest of the Sode, the 1/3, so he wants to leave it to the Likeya, Avo Lili Nichali Bigabo, is Mahadal Deinei, so then he takes 2/3 of the sode that is commensurate with $1,000 debt, and the 1/3 he leaves it with the Likeya. It's adapted for the needs of Likeya. But suppose the 1/3 of the sode is too small to be used by Likeya, then he cannot say, I am leaving you a 1/3 of the sode. Avol nichol davo, mahadol beinei. He can hopefully get it if it's adapted to his needs. Dealing chazalei, but suppose it's not adapted to his needs. 1/3 of the sode is too small to benefit from it. So then, yoyli domei. So then he can be forced to take the whole day and pay out to the Likeya the $500. Uleilom rei. Then the Rambam says, uleilom rei. Imashvach yesar alim tsoye, if the shvach is more than the tsoye, if the likeach will mishkal, shvochei bochei, birdei ahu tifayim, if the shvach is more than the tsoye, then the likeach takes from the bochei, if the likeach will mishkal, shvochei bochei, birdei high to find me my demosity connected the tower from me. So whatever is commensurate with the amount of the debt, the tower from me, hold up the already naked. So in other words, that portion of the bar that is commensurate with the amount of the debt, so maybe the Baal Chaim can take it. Let's say the sode without the shvach is $800, but together with a certain portion of the shvach, so it's $1,000. So Baal Chaim takes a large piece of the land with the shvach that is commensurate with $1,000. That is $1,000, but it was worth only $800, and the $200 was made by the accrued as a result of the work done by the Teyak, so maybe he can go back to the Mayfair and say, listen, I made an improvement of $200, and that was taken away by Malkai, so you reimburse me for it. So Hodali the Mayfair, be my Yitzhakala Shvach. But suppose the expenses are more than the Shvach, so Elay Elo Yitzhoye Shio Shvach Malkai. So then he's entitled to collect to the extent of the expenses from the Balchay, only to the extent of the Shvach. In other words, suppose he spent expenditure of $500 in order to make an improvement, and then the improvement is only $200. So he spent expenses of $300 over and above the Shvach. So being Hayitzoy is Hegel HaShvach, let's say the Yisoy is $500 and the Shvach is $200. Anyway, so what can he demand? He cannot demand from God, hey, you pay me $500, can say, why should I pay you $500? Because you wasted money, okay, that's your bad luck, but I'm not going to give you $500 to reimburse you for your expenses just because you made mistakes. I don't have to reimburse you, but he can tell the Malchay, you give me $200 on the expenses. You don't have to pay me all the expenses, but to the extent of the Shvach that you are taking, so that you have to reimburse me. Be my tail is all a Shvach, only alloy. In lo yaloi, so yeshio shvach balkai, heichadri must be kenegdo. So, where the amount of the debt, he doesn't owe the balkai, I mean the labor doesn't owe the balkai kenegdo. Umay vikayisle vikeach mitzoye, and whatever the excess over and above the shvach, in other words, the shvach is $200, and the mitzoye is $500. And the tzoye is $500. So, $300. Let's say the amount of the debt is $800. Then he spent $500 expenses in order to set up an improvement. And then the improvement is only $200. And the amount of the debt is the amount of debt is $800. But when the Balchay collects his ode, he cannot take his ode. It's impossible for him to take his ode that is in the amount of $800. But he can take his order that is in the amount of $1,000. He cannot, I mean, it's just impossible. The Shvach is inseparable from the order. So he can take a piece of order that is worth $1,000. But the amount of the debt is only $800. So the Mele, when the Balchay takes a piece of order that is worth $1,000, $200 over and above the amount of the debt, then he has to pay out $200 to the Likeach, to the Likeach. So melee, but the Likeach spent $500, so he cannot demand the $300 over and above the $200 from either part. So from the Balchay, he certainly cannot defend it. Can defend it because Balchay can tell him, why? Since when am I mechuyev to reimburse you for your loss? What? I'm not responsible for your loss. So I'm not responsible for your loss. In other words, you may have owed me $800. Now, I cannot. You don't have a piece of land that is worth exactly $800. because the Shvach is inseparable from some meal, but you have a piece of land, I can take a piece of land that is worth $1,000. Some meal, you have the right to demand of me, I pay you out $200. Because that's over and above the amount, that's over and above the amount of the debt. Now, but the other $300, why should I pay you? And you cannot even demand reimbursement of the $300 from the Mecher either, because the Mecher can tell him, why should I pay you $300? That's your mistake. That's your mistake. I was mishired to pay you for the Shvach, but the Shvach is only $200. And the $200, so the my Balchay paid. What else do I have to pay you? Do I have to reimburse you the $300 because of the mistake you made? You spent $500 and you got only a Shvach of $200. So that I was mishired myself to reimburse you for the Shvach, but the Balchay already paid you for the Shvach. Why should you? Should I pay you again for the Shvach? Why? Some melee? So what is the result? The $300 that he's lost? I mean, that's common sense. Anyway, so the Umay, so he says, Rei, Uleilom, Rei, Mashvach, Yeser, Ale, Tzoy, Yisrael, Kirach, Mishvach, Mbalkut, Dayt, Epayim, Mai, Moshek, Nezim, Yitav, Mei, Hodra, Ale, Yimecha, my choice for that Shvach is the choice more than the Shvach. In other words, the Ikea spent $500 and then the Shvach is $200 and the amount of the debt is $800. But the Balchay was not able to collect a portion of the land that is worth $800. He was only able to take a piece of soda that is worth $1,000. So since the amount of the debt is only $800, so he has to pay out $200, the amount of the Shvach, to the Likea, Mimele, and then the Likea cannot demand any reimbursement from either the Balchay is not supposed to pay the $500 extra that he spent. It's not his fault that he spent $500. He shouldn't have spent $500. In sending up a payment. And even the Neche, he cannot be forced to reimburse the Likea for the $300. True, the Neche was mishired himself to reimburse him for the Shvach. But the amount of the Shvach is $300, he already got reimbursed by the Balchay, some Mele, and over and above the Shvach, he wasn't mishired himself to reimburse the Likea. So whose loss is that? It's the Likea's loss. Be my Yitzhoyer, Yisrael, Allah Shvach, Inli Allah Yitzhoyer, Shio Shvach, Balchay, Heichel, Le Moshe, Kinebido, Umay, Kai, Be Likea, Me Yitzhoyer, Be Priyam, Dala, Zola, Le Moshe, Shvach, Lui Shok, Mene, Balchay, he certainly cannot demand of Balchay that he reimburse him for the $300 extra Yitzhoyer. Be Loi, Me, Le Meche, even though the Mecher was mishired himself to reimburse, but he was mishired himself to reimburse for the Shvach, he already got reimbursed for the Shvach from the Balchay, because the amount of the debt was only $800, and the Balchay collected a piece of soda that's worth $1,000. So why should he get reimbursed for the Shvach again twice? $300? That he was never mishired himself to reimburse for the Shvach. So, the limit in Echa, the Yikipsidika, the Yikore, the Lekhi Shvach, the Nedra, that is common sense. Now let's hear from that. Omar Akeli. Oh no, on time. Now, so before we go to the Ramban, we have to go over the other piece of the Bible. The Heichel Eloi Mosik Dei Valchei Zumeichel Shio Arkule Elo Shio Mixasar. If the amount of the debt is not commensurate with the value of the Sodom, of the whole Sodom, even without Sodom. But El Shiel is Fasal. Suppose that the amount of the debt is, let's say, is $500, and the amount, the value of the Sodom, the value of the Sodom without Ishvach is $1,000. Let's say the value of the Sodom is $1,000. But the amount of the debt is only $500. So heichali mosik balchei meichashia alikul elushio miktasar. Only half of the sum, even without the shvach, elushio miktasar. Shokomenei shio chei. So then the balchei collects only miktasar kishio chei. I mean, now that there is a shvach on the Sodom, so you're not able even to collect half of the Sodom, because half of the Sodom without the shvach would be worth $500. But now there is a shvach, so half of the Sodom with the shvach might be worth $700. How can you collect $700 when the amount of the debt is only $500, so he might have to collect only a third of the Sodom. So a third of the Sodom with the Shvach might be worth $500. So they can watch it, they bow, they make a Shira and Kum, and the Shio meets a sign. Shokumeneki Shio Chede. So he collects that piece of land with the Shvach that is worth $500. Ushore, and the rest of the Sode, having the Keach. You see, Rabbi Yehuda, you asked me, what if the piece of land is more than the debt?
Yeah.
So what then? So we discussed that thing. So Shokmane Kishio Chede, Ushore, having the Keach, and the rest of the field is retained by the Keach. Behud Chazle. In other words, let's say the amount of debt is $500, and the Sode is worth, without the Shvach, $1,000. With the Shvach, it might be worth $1,500. So what kind of a Sode does he take the Baruch Hu? A piece of land that is worth $500, and the rest, let's say, a third of the survey is worth $500. So two thirds are left to the Ikeach. But suppose the situation is such that two thirds of the survey are not adapted to the needs of the Ikeach. So he says, המשיח מיצר שאנחנו בשחיים ושורה בוקיה ובדחזה so it's only that they don't have money. If two-thirds of the Sode are adapted for the needs of the Keach, but suppose he couldn't do anything with two-thirds of the Sode. Either he has the whole Sode, and two-thirds of the Sode he couldn't be established. Would the Chazele, in Amalui Chazele, suppose it's really not adapted for the need of the Keach, but the Keach for some reason, because of a certain sentiments, he wants to keep it anyway. Well, that's his business. If he wants to keep the two-thirds of the Sode, even though it's not adapted to his needs, so that's his decision. No one will argue it. Because, by the way, Avonim Chazalei, but suppose two-thirds of the Sode is not adapted for his needs, and he doesn't want it either, so then shockingly dominated the Balchei, so then the Balchei has to take the whole Sode. But the whole Sode is worth $1,500, and the amount of the debt is only $500. So maybe it's only fair, I mean, it's common sense, that the Balchei, when he takes the whole Sode, that he's worth $1,500. and the debt is only $500. So when he takes the whole soda for himself, he has to pay out $1,000 to the Balkhari. So Shokol will dominate the Balkhari, so then he will care. He's entitled to get paid for the $1,000 extra that the Balkhari takes. Mishparashnu, Dina Shvach, Miman di Maske Beishirare, Avoloi Shil Shvoche, Vito Vito Achas, Beheiche di Yisrei Zudel Rikeach. And suppose the Rikeach is in a position to pay the whole debt to the Balkhari. The debt is $500, so Rikeach says to Balkhari, you know what? How much does my Meche owe you? How much do you borrow from you? $500. This survey is worth $1,500. So why should you take the whole survey and pay me out $1,000? I'll give you $500 and get all the field. So Heichad is the Hizu Rikeach, Moshe Nisalekli Balchei Bidreshiyo Zuzeh, Bishokubiyah. I mean, why should he do that at all? He should pay out the Balchei $500, so he's losing $500. The answer is, then he'll go back to his Mechaya and they'll demand reimbursement. So if the Rikeach is willing to do that, to pay out the Balchei the $500 debt that his Mechaya owes him, so then he has a right to do so. And what's about the $500 that he pays the Balchei? If he wants to put it in the long run, his Mechaya will have to reimburse it. So Mechaya needs to do it here. What will he sell it for? He will say, be sure to buy it. So, and then he keeps the delay. The Hamile, the Loishak in the Layapi. Just in general, Avo, the Shabi, I think, the Loish, how it is. So, in other words, so when do we say that if the Rikeach makes an offer to Balchei to pay the money for that and get rid of the Balchei so he can do that, if there were just an irregular shibut on this thing. Mashiach came, he saw that there was a special mortgage, an explicit mortgage, Lohel of the Roy and El Mizu. So then, and the Sode is worth, fit together in the shop, $1,500. Then, even if he's willing to pay me $500, so the Balchei can say, no, I don't want it, because this other was mortgage to me, it's a mortgage to me. So now, of course, the debt, it was mortgage to me for a debt of $500, so I can't. So, take the whole soda and now together with the shvach, it's worth $1,500. So I'll pay you out $1,000 without taking this out. And you can't pay me $500 and get rid of it. Because I have the right to this soda. This is what he's saying. Avo Ishavi Api, when you tell it already, behold my dominion. So it's very reasonable. Every word that the Baal Meir says is reasonable. Behold, my dominion, Gabi Baal, Gove, Balchei, Lulikeach, Shvoche, Lulishokul, or Paulimanas. And when we say that to the extent of the amount of the debt, the Balchei can collect from the Shvach, so it's only half of the shvach is necessary to be collected in order to collect the debt. Let's say, suppose the amount of the debt is $1,500, and the sode together with half of the shvach is also $1,500. But suppose the sode together with the whole shvach, with the whole shvach is $2,000, but together with half of the shvach it's $1,500. Then you can collect it. You can collect it. So in shoki u'maydam u'nom gode v'alchei v'likiach shvoche l'ishoki l'alapaldim. Now this is very important. But uchid chosam le'yakim ki'yikim yifet nishi meis ma'yigile na'megile chotzi shvach. So in other words, because the Gemara says that the only reason that if we say the akim konel mishtabim, so it's only mishtabim half of the shvach, not the whole shvach. Why not the whole shvach? Because there are two balachayis. There are two balachayis. One balachayis is the balachayis, and one balachayis is the lekeach himself, because he was mischayet, the lady, when he sells the lekeach isode, so he assumed an obligation to reimburse the lekeach for any loss the lekeach would sustain. The care of the state. Now like this, there is a loche that a balchei moved there, so can collect in preference to a balchei moved. But these are the sode itself, so then the balchei is a balchei moved there, and the lekeach is a balchei moved. But these are the shvach, the lekeach himself, set up, so they are both equal. They are both equal. Some melee, they divide it, because the shvach is considered like he saw that the leave they bought after he borrowed the money from the malve, and then he sold it to the Ikea. So the shokla or talk money. Uchid chosak lidakne, kini wikim lefirit mishmeis, mai geive, na me geive chotzi shvach. Because of Agav Shmeinus also, we are going over the Balamoya the second time. Because of Agav Shmeinus also, hodik tor neke, let's say, tzoye, in Balchei, lo ike tor neke, neke lachim, balakhaj, vami, sam Balchei. Now, let's look into the Rashi again. It's very important. Now, let's go over briefly the Gemara. Tanya Yidok, that is following it out. The 12th line from the end of the Gemara. Tanya, Meich, Zodok, Haver, Yishvi, Chobo, Baruch, Hei, Tolfo, Kishun, Gevi, Mashvach, Yisrael, Aitzien, Mashvach, Tola, Karke, Vaitzien, Baruch, Hei, Imatzien, Yisrael, Ashvach, Hei, Meir, Yitzoe, Shio, Shvach, Baruch, Hei, Voshmur, Bimai, Nei, Kemo, Ibri, Kiech, Megazlen, Kasher, Eishe, So Mashmur, Kiech, Megazlen, Lestri, Shvoche, because it's now the Kiridis, and here, he is entitled to reimbursement for the Shvach, from the Meicheir, so it's now the Kiridis, Ibrauchei, Kasherei Shri Seife, Yomar Shmuel Baruchem Gilis HaShvach, Iboi Zinu Kiyach Megadun Kiyi Prikarke, so then it's not now the Kiribis, Inam Shikon Yodeh, so it's not now the Kiribis, Iboi Zinu Baruchem. So the question is, Ibrauchei, so Shmuel says, that Baruchem Kiyi HaShvach, and he doesn't have to pay out anything to the Likeach. Why doesn't he have to pay out anything? Even the Tzoy doesn't have to pay out, because the Likeach will not sustain the loss anyway. Because when Balchei takes the Sode together with the Shvach, so what does the Likeach do? The Likeach goes back to the Meicher, and he gets reimbursed on the Meicher for every penny of the Shvach. So Mele the Balchei does not have to pay out to the Keachi penny, not even for the Tzoye. He boy is in the Balchei, but then your kashi is, Kasha Reisha did say that. So why does the Reisha say, Ima Shvach Yisrael Tziri Kama Shvach Malakalke Vai Tziri Balchayv? Why should he be entitled to the Tziri from the Balchayv? After all, he can get reimbursed from the Meicher. And why does the Sefer say in 19, say Ima Shvach? So he has a choice, Ima Shvach. He shouldn't get anything from the Balchayv, because he can get back everything from the Meicher. He boys in Balchayv, Lukashe, Kam Yishvach Hamadi Alikatofim, for the Kotzel Ashtanis, the Likalke, Havale, Kipiris, Murim, the Balchayv, Yerisim, Yitzir, so this Breitze has reference to the case where it's already called fit to be harvested. So then the Balchayv has to pay out for Yitzir. We can, and when the Shmuel say the Balchayv is a Shvach and doesn't pay out anything, when the Shvach is not ready to be harvested, so then he doesn't have to pay out anything, and any loss that he sustains, so has to be paid out by the Meicher Doiger. When I see the Chodim become Adve Shmuel, after the Shvach HaMadir Lekesofim, so even the Shvach consists of payments that are ready to be harvested, so the Balchayv can take it and doesn't have to pay out to the Rikiah. But then the Rikiah has gone, so let the Rikiah go to the Meicher and get reimbursement from the Meicher. Loikash. Hod the Mosik be Kishirah or Shvoche, Hod the Lei Mosik be, Hod the Kishirah, the Yoyfri Shvoche, and the Sale Klei. So Rashi says, but my see the Holy Dignity of the Mekar Boyne from Shmuel, who mad loch is for a Shvach in a Karke, Vafi and Magil and Katofin, called Manchester from the Karke. Hod the Tornadator be seen in Balchei. In other words, And the Balchayv cannot take without paying out. The Limosik Bei Balchayv Meicher Yoshua or Yishvoche. Let's say the amount of the debt is $1,000. And the Aaron, the Shvach, is $1,500. So then he has to pay out to the Likea. So Limosik Bei Balchayv Meicher Yoshua or Yishvoche. Hil kafio in Balchei umikeat shvochei umisaliklei. Vahai dino katun yutzi duloshin yitzie vili tonen neitul kineged achei. So Rashi has to learn from Kashi. So why does the Braise say that he has to eat the shvach is more than the yitzie, then he pays out the yitzie. And if the yitzie is more than the shvach, then he pays out the yitzie to the extent of the shvach. So let him say, Monechah, if the debt is $1,000, and the soda together with the shvach is $1,500, let him pay out the difference. But why tzir shvach? The whole delay, v'hai v'nochet v'nitzah v'losh n'itzir, v'litom n'itzot n'ged achim v'alakark, v'amisam v'alchim, v'ashniyom higufe ose, deichet v'nitzir. That's Rashi's back. What does the Sefer say? Kidding the Limotim, Kidding the Limosit, Roshir, Ara, Amain, Eitel, Shvach, Ayesar, Aitzir, V'yei Shreima, V'lavoch, Epor, Shafir, Hemich, U'kia, Maskina, Maskoni, Nekit, Apeitik, Eose, Shafir, D'Apol, Kav, Limosit, Roshir, Ara, Neisner, Aitzir, Likea, V'ashvach, Ayesar, Aitzir, Likea, Chinom, So we explain why that according to Masonic Gemara that the price it deals with an apeikik, so then it's nicha, why is it nicha? Let's say the amount of the debt is $1,000 and the value of the sod together with the shvach is $1,500, and let's say the tzia is $100. So then the price says that the Balchayv takes the tzodim in the shvach $1,500 and the amount of the debt is $1,000. wife, and what does he have to pay out? What does the Malchit have to pay out to the Likeach? The Yitzir is $100. So he pays him out $100 and gets his Sodeh with the Shvach, gets his $1,500. Why is that fair? That isn't fair. In other words, he lent the Levi $1,000, and how much does he get? Fit back $1,500. But he pays him out the Yitzir, $100. So how much does he get? He gets $1,400. So not only Melchizedek, besides Melchizedek, there is no Yisrael, but he gets more than he lent $1,000, and he gets in effect $1,400. So why is that? Why should he get more than he lent? Well, the answer is it's no cash in the case of a Pentike. Because we explain it, because in the case of a Pentike, so about faith is a frailty. So maybe we apply the aloha of a royalta, pure and simple. So maybe true, he lent $1,000, and in effect he gets back $1,400. So that's fair, because true, he gets $400 more, because since from a prayer he gave it, so it means that the Sode that is his retroactively was Mashbiach, $1,400. Why does he have to pay out the $100 expenses? Because these are the expenses we don't say Avoyash. So, this is what he said, he is going to love of the Poroshap. He is going to make it by Peter Rossi. Chapia that of God, people in must be a shirare, even though the amount of the debt is only $1,000, that was the value of the Sode before the Shvachi Tum. Nesim ha-yitir l'kiyach, v'ashvach ha-yisrael ha-yitir l'kiyach inom. So the $400 over and above the expenses, he just takes it chinom just like that, pure profit. He near the Sode ha-yitir l'kiyach what if the Likeach had been a trespasser and he would just get on the field of the Balchayit and he would make an improvement, and then the owner would come to be able to take away the Sode together with the improvement, he would only have to pay out for the Yitzir. So you too, we consider the Likeach as a trespasser. Why a trespasser? But he wasn't a trespasser. But our beginning is the same thing, because since it had an apetike, so it was mortgaged to the Balkhari, and now it gave it, so retroactively it is. If retroactively it is, so the Likea has been like here, so the Habeshah of the shoes, that's only in case of apetike. So the Likea can be treated like here, from, but in general, general shibut, so it cannot be treated like here, so then the price is difficult. The price says that the Balchayim can take away the whole Sode, even though the Sode is worth more than the amount of the debt. The amount of debt is $1,000, and the Sode is worth, together with the Shvach, $1,500. So the Balchayim can be gave something that is worth $1,500, he only has to pay out to the Likea $100, so he's getting $1,400. So in case of the regular shibut, he couldn't do it. But in case of a pay ticket, because of a frail gate, he can do it because the Likea is treated like here with Sechor Habeish or the shoes. That's this time. But what does Rashi say now? Why do not have the new seduction in Tia do we not have? So it's Hodik Tanen Nito in Tim Balchidin, what should be Balchidin, Necha Shira, and Shvoche, Hilk of Yoy, Balchidin, Kiach Shvoche, and Misalikoi. Why do not have the new seduction in Tia do we Tanen Nito in Elachay, in Balakar, Keba Mesa, and Balchid, Lashin and Gubos, the Hecha in Tia, Sira Lashva, Eli Eli Tia Sheshva. So Rashi is very strange, but Rashi is in effect in a phenomenon. The price means the same thing. The price, it doesn't mean that we can take that the whole subject that is worth $1,500 and just pay out $100. The price here wants to tell us that wherever the Yitzhiya Yitzhiya Rav HaShvach Eile El Yitzhiya Shil El Yitzhiya Shil Shvach. Now let's, the Baal Moya said the same thing as Rashi and the Ramban is Matzah. Because of our Rabbi, explain yourself. How did Tone Nehil as I say in Balchi? Do we call Tone Nehil to make it a Chi in Malkarke, but they say in Balchi? She who first of us knew, they have the Yitzoy in the Seir or Lashvach, only a little Yitzoy in Shir Shvach, with that iron mash of Sabu, had been Dine Balchi by Blikeach, the Dine Blikeach by the Gazer Munich, they have the Zobu Blikeach, Adam the Gazer by Ashtach, the awesome Nitzel of Artikim in Likea, Dino who the Shoker when Nitzel will be Shvacha the East be Kule, Bain the Nele, Bain the Machas in Tzoy, the Chazino in Shvacha, the Havre Yesha in Tzoy, Shoker in Tzoy, the Nitzel of the Shvacha. Repeating the same thing that Rashi says, that the price wants to tell us that he is entitled only to the Yitzhoye. The Matia Yisir al Shvach, Engler al Yitzhoye Shir Shvach and Mitzu, who show a possibly, the Yike Tzidik Abin Yikore, the Han Mile Mishle Yike Bosh Mishle, the Loko, the Nam Yike Bosh Mishle, the Loko, the Gathering Carcass, so there is no Yisar of Dalvik Ribis, in Nam Yikon Yodes, so there is no Yisar of Dalvik Ribis, aber in dieser wahrscheinlich schon leben, die Lokka, innere Gelder, Karte, die können wir auch innere, die Zeugen, die so wohl war, und weil die Teilchen, die Sprache, Tostle, die Reste, die Leute, die so Leute gelder, die kommen aber, die ich ja wahrscheinlich leben, Lokka, weil es richtig Sprache, innere, die Kolstin, weil es so ein Zeugen, die Zeugen, die Sprache, die ich jetzt nicht habe, in die Korre, wenn wir ja mit Zeugen, die Sprache, die so wohl war, Kach mirer mit der Witzte, die Schmeißer und Piske der Lok. Now let's go to the Rambam. Wehe, mit der Feine, die Sprache, die was ich nicht mehr schon umgekehrt, habe ich aber auch noch schon im Kossab, die zu reihen und ich Kossab. Und man hat es, und man haben ja auch noch im Schlein. So hier, der Balamoye hier, ich will es, wo ich vertrasche es jetzt, vertrasche ich es auch in die Das ist um alle Arabi eine schlimme Sache. Kein Kodisch, wie jener darüber sieht, weil ein Preis in Kontone behält, nicht ihr so schwach, mit Balakarte. Im Spruch hat man mehr, nur in Mosul, die ich nicht den Grund, Chosano, die Domino, die Schusse. So, how can you understand it? Die Gemorre ist saying, מורה את הקשר לא מייסים לחולים ושמול קומדני, אפילו בשבח המדיר את הטופים So why does the price say אם השבח יש לך להציע so then he is given the שבח כנגד היציע אם היציע יציע על השבח so then יש לו אם השבח יש לך להציע so יש לו פייל פה בשבח כנגד היציע אם היציע יציע על השבח So then he has to pay out im Aspach des Raizier, so he has to pay out for the Yitzir. And if Haizir is here al Aspach, so he has to pay out for the Yitzir, Kineged Aspach. Kineged Aspach. So the Mora says, this has reference to the case where it's when Mosi Kineged when it's when Moshe Kineged Arush Mocher, the price in reference to the case. So then the Mora Sikashe, but Kinichel Mandoma, the Eastern Zuzel, the Keach, no one wants him to tell me. But according to Mandoma, the Moshe Tzalmi Zuzel, and he let him say, if I had Zuzel, I could get rid of it, I could be solid here completely. So now, so take Arai Kineged, the chayit and the rest, I have to give my time. So then the Gemara says that there's reference to him. Now, so he says, with Moranu Arab Nishtini, per Kodim Shechtim Adu Azeh, while in price he put on the head of Mikra Sashlach and Malakarki, he was spoken in Mele, but it wasn't really in Mele. Room, Chosanu in the Nuni Schuze, so, Rashi is the Kashi, so then the Gemara should say, that the Balchit can only take as much as is commensurate to them. And the rest, he has to pay him out, not the Tzie, the Tzie al-Ashvach, Shvach is Erzim. Who is concerned with the Tzie, the Tzie al-Ashvach, or the Shvach, the Tzie al-Tzie? The price I should say, if, when most of them can make it Arul Shvach, let's say the debt is Arul Shvach, and the Arul Shvach is worth $1,500, So then when he collects the sodium of the Shvach, he has to pay him out $500. Why mention this here? He says, Allah Shvach, Shvach is here. That's Rashi's case. Rashi says, Ilachlan, he has to pay out for the excess over and above the amount of the debt. But why do the price mention this here? He says, Allah Shvach, to let us know that where the Shvach is, yes, Allah is here. So then he has to pay him out only the Yitzir, but he didn't answer the cash. Here he would have been telling a price of the head of the Kerashvach and the Akkad, and he spoke in the name of the Moskvit and the Kroon, as all of the Nino is Jose. Rashi, Shemu, the first one, you see, the Mohammeds, his, such respect, even towards the Balamoya, who was at the time in Media Soge in Berlin. So he was only 19 years old, 19 or 17 years old. So the Ramban talks to the Balamoya with such respect, doesn't use any sharp expression on Maya, but he respects the Rashi, so he talks with so much respect, and he says, the Chazal of the Mil is Husi, Rashi, Shemo Hu Miforeshlo, in Mosik Be, Shiura Hu Shrochem and Meir, in Shari Be, Alkesis. In other words, the price is reference to the case where when it's worth 8,000 zoots, Ushvoche Shobe Platmeo. So, and the Shvach is worth $300. So, together with the Shvach, it's worth $1,300. And how much did he spend money on setting up the Shvach? So that means that how much of the $300 Shvach that they could and the Sode is to be considered like Shvach and Mele, $100? And suppose the amount of the debt is $1,100. The device has reference to such case, where the amount of the debt is $1,100. And the value of the Sode by itself before the Shvach food is $1,000. Now, the Shvach is worth $300, but he spent $200. Some mele, $100 is from Malchite, like the Shvach and the Mele. In other words, over and above the value of the Shvach, over and above the expenses, is $100. So that means that the value, the amount of the debt is $1,100. And the value of the Sode by itself without the Shvach is $1,000. But together with the Shvach and the Mele, it's $1,100, so it's commensurate to the amount of the debt. So in other words, the price is reference to such things. So the Nishbar Kaka, the Shvach and Meir, was in the room, because our legal institution of first work in Mosik Bay, Shira U Shvach and Meir, King Shabi Alpes, U Shvach and Shabi Tlat Meir, U Mosai Nachman Tzoye, who must be the amount of the debt is $1,100, who must be out from the mail, and Shmoche, God is Shmoche, and the mail, 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 and so if it's only $50, Shokel Chamishi Balchei, in the case where it's only $50, so then the Balchei has to pay the $50. Kach Yishli Loden, even though it's the amount of the debt is $1,100, but the Balchei cannot collect only $1,100, but he has to pay out the amount of the tzoye, $50. So then he needs the Balchei to only collect for the debt $8,050. So $50 of the debt he will not collect. Balchei kach yachilod mitpika b'mishlinesa. So in order to explain Rashi, he has to apply it to a special situation. The Afa became the Ushay with the Hodi. Cloud Hodi was in the Shio Rahu Shvokhekom, because the Moshna ignores the Mosin the Shio Rahu Shvokhekom. Mashma, the Mosin the Shvokhekom, not that the amount of the debt is $1,100. So then it means that the amount of the debt is more than the value of the Sode. It's commensurate to the value of the Sode plus the Shvach and the Mele. Oh, I got it, not for the Kadeva, for the Kadeva. And by a paid game, you cannot test. Because by a Kedike, the Kedike certainly cannot be solidly Balchay. We don't by a Kedike. So the Rambam says that this is what he learns. He, Chalman Domarim, says to the Kedike, will not be solidly Balchay in Shabbat. Because the Mandoma who says that the Keach can never be solid, the Balchayim. So according to him, even a regular sheep has the same status as an apetike. It's always like apetike. And by apetike, we do not say that the Keach can be misalig, the Balchayim with Moritz. So the Balchayim can say to the the keach of the apetike, never mind, you want to give me mois. You don't owe me any mois. You owe me mois. Did I lend you money? I didn't lend you a penny. And, but you have decided that he was mortgaged to me, so I'm taking that sode. I'm taking the sode. And he can take the sode even though it's worth more than the amount of that. Why? Because in case of the apetike, so it has retroactive effect. It's the makreya we gave. Some really can say Aloyashma. So he can take the soda even though it's worth more than that. The debt was $1,000 and the soda together with the shvach is $1,500. He can take the whole thing. But how can he take $1,500 piece of land when he only lent $1,000? Because it's Machreel day, so Aloyashma. But today, so he has to pay out because to the extent. Extent of the tzoya, you don't say aroy ashma, because that's certainly not attributable to the target, to the money, that's attributable to the expenses. But over and above the tzoya, we can say aroy ashma. So mele, according to Mandoma, that easily zuzu l'keach, l'imotzim isalklei, so every sode that is in Shubin is a mafeyodi. So that's why you cannot say, he cannot be misalik with Moritz, because once he's gave it, so he's gave it with Machreya, so Mimele. He cannot be misalik with Moritz, because he can be gave it, yes, he not proactively his. So how can he be misalik him with Moritz? How can he be misalik him with Moritz? So that's the Kasha of the Gemara. One second. So, this is what the Rambam means in Muhammad. Yes.
We have a question. I was just coughing.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Now, David, the Hilchah of the Moses day, Balchay, the Hilchah of the Arach, Abel, the Chazale, the Hilchah, the Shokhmer, the Main day, Balchay. Omar Akins, Daite Klisho Hazin Horas, the Mayas to care about Horay, or to you Mazdun Leila Hare, who is Zomin in Bohay, Balkor Chename Shoku, Chilikar, the Ein Hadin Nasin, Likate, Lis Likea, Mize. So he says, the Hude Hazelin in Amel Hazelin Kaboyle, Abel Hazelin, the word kaboyle shockingly dominated Balchay. In other words, he can be shockled, he can force the Balchay to pay out the money. So the Rambam said, how can he force the Balchay? So he says, the Hechad will must be Balchay to make a Shiro Arakun, and the Shiro Mixasare, shockingly make a Shiro Chayde. So, if the amount of the debt is not commensurate with the value of the whole sode, but with the value of the mixa sode, so then he takes kishur chivei, a portion of, let's say, if the amount of the debt is $1,000, and the sode is worth $1,500. So then he takes, let's say, 2/3 of the sode that is commensurate to the amount of debt, ushore, and The third of the Sodei is less than the Likir. Behu the Chazal, he's adapted for the needs. The third of the Sodei is adapted for the needs of the Likir. Inam Lichot Yalei, suppose it's not adapted. But for some reason, he wants it, even though it's not very adapted to the needs. Avon Lichot Yalei, suppose it's not adapted to the needs. A third of the Sodei is not adapted to the needs. And the Likeach is not interested in it. So then the Likeach can demand from the Balchei to pay him out. In other words, the Balchei should take the whole Sodeh, but the whole Sodeh is worth $1,500 and the Chayv is only $1,000. So the Likeach can force the Balchei to take the whole Sodeh and pay out $500 to the Likeach. So, Shokin bin Lachim. So, and that halacha the Ramban is chayv. Because the Heicha takes it. Because the Dvarim were Basra. I think there is a Dvarim were Basra. I'm not yet. Yeah, you give me a minute. There's a machlekes in the morning, whether we say kutri agid or we don't say kutri agid. In other words, if somebody died, and he has two sons, and they have to divide the chosin that the father left, so if it's each big idea, okay. So each one gets. They divide it. What did Nikidich Luke? So the Mishnah mentions what is Kidich Luke. In Chilkin as a Chotzarachi, the Abba Abbas was there, the Abba Abbas was there. But suppose the Sodi is not big enough, so that each son will get Abba Abbas. Let's say it is 7 Abbas altogether. So they divide it, so each one will get less than Abba Abbas. So then it's not adapted, you know, the needs of each one, so then we don't divide. That way it has to be Kiddich Luke. But if it's not Kiddich Luke, we don't divide. So what is done? They don't divide it. So they vote it. So let's say one son will use it, let's say this day, the other son will use it the other day. Or they can decide that every son will use it every day, but one son will use the sod, the chotzer, the morning hours, and then the other son will establish the chotzer, but the noon hours, I mean, whatever, they have to make some arrangement. But if it's a big idea, so one shooter or one son cannot force the other shooter to divide, because if they divide it, each one will get, let's say, 3.5 amas. 3.5 amas is too small to accommodate each one with his needs. It's too small, he doesn't have enough space, you know, to stretch out his legs, so how can he use it? There's the other. So, as the greatest in the moray, suppose Uvin Chin and Tushit, the Chotzer has only 7 amas, so it's only a good. So they have to use the same Chotzer, the two of them. So suppose Rubin says to Shimon, you know, this involves a hardship for both of us. You know what? Let's either you sell me out your chayrik, or I sell you out my chayrik. Good deal. Good means pull. Either I pull or you pull. Either you sell me out your chayrik, or I sell you out my chayrik. Even Gedeel is there, Mal. Have you done Mal? He's doing a good deal. That one shittet has the source to tell the other shittet, either you pull or I pull. In other words, either you buy me out or I buy you out. Rav Nachman Omar less than the Gudra. There is no such. We pass through like Rav Yehuda that is the Gudra. This is what the Ramban is mentioning. Now here, the Gemara says that even the Mamre Omar, even the mandoma who says he's dealing with the avodah only if one shite gives that, makes an offer of either yupul or aipul. But suppose, let's say, one shite is a poor man, he cannot buy out. He doesn't have a penny to buy out, so you have to give money, so he's poor, and the other shite is relatively rich. So even Rav Yehuda says he's dealing with the avodah, so it's only if he makes an offer of good oil, you pull a ripe. But to say, suppose the poor shite, who is not in a position to buy the rich shite out, will say to the rich shite, if you are rich, so you buy me out. And he doesn't make an offer if you don't want, then I buy you out, because he can't buy you out. That is how you make an offer. In other words, only the offer is good or yogurt. But if the offer is good, not yogurt, I'm not ready to buy you out, then he cannot say, you buy me out. He can ask him if he agrees, but if he doesn't agree to buy out, he cannot force him through Bezdin to buy him out. Only when can he force him to buy him out? If he makes an offer of the alternative. If you don't want to buy me out, then I'm ready to buy you out. But if he's poor and he's not in a position to buy him out, he cannot force the other partner to buy him out. So this was the Moses. Now here, the Bavoya says, suppose the Chayit is $1,000 and they sold it together with his father, and he's the Soviet without the Shvach is $1,500. So then the Baal Chayit can collect, let's say, 2/3 of the Soviet, which is commensurate with the $1,000 debt, and the other third of the Soviet is left to Yerikia. So he says to who the chazan, only if the 1/3 of the Sodeh is adapted for the needs of Yerikia. But suppose it's not adapted for the needs of Yerikia, then Yerikia can say to him, hey, listen, I don't want that you should take 2/3 of the Sodeh and leave with me 1/3 of the Sodeh. I won't take you from heaven. Leg space to stretch out my legs in the 1/3, but I don't want it. So the Ramayah says, the Rikeach can say to Baruch, hey, listen, I don't want you to take 2/3 of the Sodeh and live with me a small piece of land. I won't even have a space to stretch out properly. So I want you that you should take the whole Sodeh and pay me out $500, he can force. In other words, he can tell him good, even though he doesn't make an offer of all good. And no mandoma says that a person can say good without making the offer of all good. So click is in the moral, whether he makes an offer of good or your good, you buy it, or I buy it. Whether he can or not, he can. But in this case, he doesn't make an offer of either buying him out or, but, so he just wants to force him that about him should buy him out. So how can he do that? So he says, Otu hiu maznach lacharo yomim lachim bal koch et amishok uchim lakati. Vein adin neisim ukeim kim niis lakeach mize. Vafu yishutze lachai gavne lesbotim dikudeyim. וכיו נשאח למהם יש לי שיעו, אף על פי שחבר יש לי פוחס, מה יעשה, לא יצא, נקרן לי פוחס, או יהיה לכוי, שערי יש לו זה שיעו, ונראה יצא, לא ימיקח ולא ימיקר. Suppose the Balchem says, I don't want to buy and to sell. You want to buy it? Go ahead, I mean, but you are not making an offer to me, I mean, to buy me out, you just want that I should buy you out. without you making an offer to buy me out. You know, there's the cash of the Ramban. But it's really not a hassle, because for in the case of shifting, so the schus is only according to my mama of Gudea. So it's a special schus of Gudea. My mama says that you don't say to the Rabbi, so there is no schus. And even my mama passed like that a few days, there is a schus. So it's a schus of shifting. But here it's not shifting. Here's a shibud on the side. But the shibud is to the extent of the amount of the debt. And the amount of the debt is only $1,000. Some melee, the Amoya Shiki is, since he has a shibud on the debt, and so the truth of the shibud is to the extent of the amount of the debt, not to the excess over and above the amount of the debt. So mele the likeach, since the likeach will know, likeach only the son. But because of the shibuz and malchei can collect the son. But in view of the fact that his shibuz is only to the extent of $1,000, not to the $500 over and above the amount of the debt. So mele as his host, you cannot take away the whole Sodeh. So, I mean, you cannot take away a two-thirds of the Sodeh and leave me a small piece of land on which I am not able even to stretch out my legs. You cannot do that. You have a shibud, fine. So take the whole Sodeh, but buy me out. So it's not like shifting. So each one is an owner of the Sodeh. Here, they're not the owners of the Sodeh. The Rikea, they don't own the Sodeh. The Baal Chaim only has a Shibur on the Sodeh. It's part owner of the Sodeh. Shibur doesn't mean that they're part owner. So, in the case where both are part owners of the Sodeh, so the Machlekes is the Migulon, not the Migulon. And even Mandamon says, he's the Migulon. So only if he makes an offer, we do it. But he cannot say good without making an offer above it, you see. Mashing in here where the Likeach is on the Sodeh. The Baal Chaim is not part of the Sodeh. He has a shibud on the Sodeh. So maybe he cannot enforce his shibud in such a way that he'll make him difficult to use that piece of land. In other words, he has to enforce the shibud in a way that is consistent with his use of the remaining portion that is left with him. So it has nothing to do with Tushut. That's the Balamaya Shikai. Anyway, Bina Dina is like if you care about the Tushut, if I got me, less the dinner that you gave me. The thing is, I have a mission to show, I'm a piece of a very, I'm a piece. Yes, the pockets, my ass is there. In Kremlin pockets, in your place, I wish was a shield and a way to learn to learn to care. Because the mail was showing us to shoot the mail on. So the Ramban's longest is his logic works the other way. He says, since by shooting he couldn't even force one shooter, could not force the other shooter to say good without making the offer of evil or good, even according to Rabbi Yudeh, so certainly here with the natural. But the logic of Lord Moya is the other way around. True, by shooting, well, each one is a part owner. Some melee, one cannot say to the other one, good, without making the offer above it. Mashiach in here, where the Likeach is the sole owner of the son. And the Baal Chaim is not even a part owner of the son. The Baal Chaim wants to enforce his shibud on the son. So melee, the one who is the exclusive owner of the Sodeh has his host, the demand of the Baal Chaim. You want to enforce the shibud, fine. But don't enforce it in such a manner that I will be handicapped in using the Sodeh. So it has nothing to do with the shibud. Alright. They say, because then, I mean, I אבל מה שהיית רב מהגודל זל, להיך דוי הווה הפייטיקה, דוי מוסק בישי ושבוכה, דייבוי שוקו מדומה הנתניה, משום דומה היקים שהיא מסעוקו מדומי, וכרקוי חוש הבטרם, ואין שבוכי משובת לו חיבו, שבוכי שאוליו, ואין לך בוי כלום, ופי נמשכי, אוי תן מגופי של שבח, ירוא ומדלי או ייקח איזה ממנו, וכשהוא ריקח ממנו, מלוכי ליפו ליקר, כשמרוי ולשבוכי, שהוקח ממנו, וזו הירוי ברורל, ואין עבוד עוצר, נוי לידרויש, וכן זה שכוס הבדיקה בו שנשאלי, ולא כל, שיש לו יגז לקרקר שכונו יודע, יש לשבח אין הדובר אור, וליס נחולו, שאם אמרו בנכה, ויאמרו בנירווה, והוכה כאילו שעודו מידי השקרקע, אין לי שום נירווה עושו, לפי חוך כיבו עליו החייס, תלכה ושבר במילה ובפרס, less like room you have shot of spark where you long when you have a piece of stamp spark only so the ball is in the forest and pick up the cost of the number and you will it here and tomorrow you go over and you shall be kind and kind is cost of the company to the right to the company and after going over the money and the company will be able to understand what the kind is.
Okay, tomorrow morning you want to meet with me before?